Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Hey, we're back after the All-Star hiatus. Okay, that's not true. I just made that up. I mean, we don't have a hiatus. We don't have any kind of hiatus. We don't have a middle hiatus or a low hiatus.
Just when hockey comes.
Yeah. And hockey's about wrapping. Has wrapped up. So
it's over.
Yeah. Now, last week we weren't here. We went on. This gets all confusing. Why even bother? Forget about the past. Let's live in the present. But speaking of the past, Dan.
Yes.
Happy belated birthday.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
That's right. Yes.
Definitely much appreciated. It was a fun one. Number 45.
Wow.
I know. I still feel like I'm 14.
Yeah. I don't. Okay. So. Tonight,
I feel like maturity level. You and I are there.
Oh, now that's another thing.
I'm there too.
If we're going to talk about maturity, that's a whole different yardstick or whatever. So tonight, the food fight is specialty foods at the ballpark. So the Cubs, how do you say this? I don't want to mispronounce.
Hibberito? A Hibberito sandwich?
Yeah, Hibberito. I didn't want to say like gibberito, you know what I mean?
You don't want to butcher the sandwich,
no,
I get you.
No. And then that's with the Cubs and then the White Sox, a loaded brisket cheese curd sandwich.
Right? That which sounds also really good.
Yeah, they do sound really good. But, you know, before we get to that, I would like to make a comment about both of these particular items of food.
Have at it.
When the heck are you supposed to be eating them while you're watching a baseball game?
Well, I mean, if you're going to a White Sox game, I always say the best part about a White Sox game,
yes,
literally is I would call Wrigley Field the greatest restaurant in the world, and sometimes a baseball game will occur because it's never really that good of a team out there.
It's a good way to put it.
I come from a family that is big in the White Sox. My father-in-law used to umpire some White Sox games.
Really?
I covered the White Sox in my sporting days.
Wow.
But right now, let's face it, the greatest food in any ballpark ever
is
coming out of the South Side of Chicago.
What I'm saying, though, is that in any ballpark ever or anywhere, the sandwiches or whatever you want to call them, the specialty items, they're not like conducive to be sitting in your seat and watching a ball game as say like a hot dog or something more traditional, right?
Well, here's the deal.
There's
a lot of downtime in baseball. There's pitching changes. There's switching. Well, yeah, there's talking. Okay. There's now replays. Yeah, there's nine innings of all kinds of shenanigans.
Okay.
There's plenty of time to have a full five-course meal brought to you by your favorite concession stands.
Well, that must be what they're thinking because these things are huge.
they really are.
Okay, so we got to...
And I'm taking down that nacho helmet by myself. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I walk out of there almost as embarrassed as the White Sox pitching staff.
So this a burrito sandwich is, in case people don't know... flattened fried green plantains instead of bread. You got garlic-flavored mayonnaise. You got cheese, lettuce, tomato, sometimes onion, crushed garlic, steak maybe if you want, chicken, pork. And
the roast beef, yes, sir.
And away you go. The sandwich introduced by Juan Peter Figueroa at Borneguen, I don't know if that's the way you say it, restaurant, a Puerto Rican restaurant in the Humboldt Park area in 1996. You know that?
Ooh.
How about that?
I did not realize it was that long ago.
That is pretty cool, I have to say. And the Daily Meal, who I have a subscription to. No, I don't. The Daily Meal included the sandwich in their article, 12 Life-Changing Sandwiches You've Never Heard Of. So how about that?
I've been a lot of those Puerto Rican areas in the Humboldt Park area. That Hiburrito sandwich is awesome. Yeah. It is awesome.
Well,
fried plantains is really good.
I've not tried either of these sandwiches, but for the sake of argument, I took this one. The loaded brisket, cheese, curds, smoked... whatever this
smoked
is.
Smoked brisket with crispy melting cheese, curds, creamy coleslaw,
pickled jalapeno.
That is amazing. That's right.
Yes. So, to me, just off the top of my head here, both of these specialty items seem to be somewhat similar, not totally. You know, they've got some things in common, I think.
Well, cheese curds are just amazing. That's from what I would say the greatest thing that's ever made its way to Chicago from Wisconsin. It's cheese curds. If you can get a really good cheese curd, that is an amazing thing to do. So, now, making a full nacho out of that with smoked brisket, with a creamy coleslaw, and pickled jalapeno, I'm in.
Right. But how can I decide which one is better?
Well, I know goes what back, I'll do. Which sounds better to you? Does a sandwich beef, garlic butter, lettuce, tomato, garlic aioli smashed between two fried plantains, which is a staple in that Humboldt Park area, or does a nacho consisting of cheese curds, brisket, creamy coleslaw, and a pickled jalapeno? And I got to tell you, I think I just talked myself out of my own sandwich.
You know, I think I'm going with the strawberry cream nacho. If I have to, I'm just going to say, forget these two.
Somehow I lost you. It was not the intent.
It's all right.
I made you go a different direction.
Well, I saw that on the menu when I was looking at the White Sox menu.
If we're gonna do the dessert, so I want that birthday cake celebration shit.
They've got some unbelievable.
Oh yeah, me too.
This birthday thing, whatever they're calling it.
I did the s'mores one last year. That one was really good. But the birthday cake one, that's the one I want.
Now, you see, I can see sitting at the ballpark watching a game and eating that. You know what I mean? It's not like, I think it's, well, of course you could get a little messy, but it's not like having one of these stack sandwiches between your two fists while
you're watching a game. That's true. But if you could sit there and keep score at a game, you could have a sandwich.
I guess so. More of the food fight is what we're doing when we come back on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Hi, John and Dan. Dan Levy, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock here at 720 WGN in the middle of the food fight. Specialty items at the ballparks. That's what we're doing. And at this particular point in the food fight, I like to present some sort of musical tune to support the menu items. So, what was that one that's made with plantains? Which one was that?
The Jaburrito.
Okay, here we go. These are the mini mitts and power plantain, I believe.
Nice.
Something like that.
I like it already.
Not a mango, but also comes in black and green. My name is Power Plantain, and I'm tasty sauteed, baked, or steamed. Okay. I grow in jungles of nutritious, bunches so delicious, one bite will explain. I'm Power Plantain.
The Power Plantain, yes, sir. Now, I believe some people from Spring Valley or something or other, the other item of interest for consumption at the ballpark, contain curds, so...
If you've heard of Wisconsin, you've heard of our cheese. Cheese tasting so good, it's sure to please. I can't say enough, cause it's really good stuff. Wisconsin cheese, may I have some, please? Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital. Ellsworth, Ellsworth, Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital. Cheese curd capital of the world.
All right, awesome. There we go.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, all right then. So do we have people actually been voting on this? Because we've been out of the studio for a while.
It's up there. It's been voted on.
We got votes. Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Social media. John, you idiot. Okay, so what's the conclusion? what do we got there?
60% said Jaburrito sandwiches and 40% said loaded brisket curds. I kind of feel like this turned into just a Cubs versus Sox.
Yes, it did. Of course it did. You can't, you know, you just can't help that in this town. You just can't help it. Just can't do it.
Next time we should have put the baseball affiliation, but lessons learned. Lessons
yes,
learned.
Indeed.
Trial and error.
Right, yes, indeed. What are we going to do next week?
We got a whole list we were brainstorming. Yep,
that's Monday, by the way. We're back on Monday at 8.
Short, quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we're thinking like a breakfast theme. So maybe cinnamon rolls versus donuts, pancakes, sure. French toast. Oh, you like that one? Just right
well,
off the
now,
rip.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's too many.
Do you want to go cinnamon roll versus donut?
Okay. But you know, I like both. I mean,
that's the best part.
You know, okay. Cinnamon roll versus donut. Which one do you want to be?
I like a cinnamon roll.
All right, then I'm a donut.
Locked in.
Look at my hole.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened to this food vibe, but I'm here for it.
Well, where do you hear this?
In your house, would you rather have cockroaches or live with ghosts?
What type of ghosts are we talking about? Are they any type of ghosts?
Any type of ghosts. Well, I don't know. How many ghosts have you lived with? Is there anyone that you'd be like, I don't mind living with this ghost?
You know, if I had to choose, it's going to be a ghost. Because you know what? They're going to be polite. They're going to open doors and windows for me when I don't have to.
How about that?
That's the arguments. That's the podcast arguments that I host.
Since yeah. when
that was the one I was
going to
bring up to you tonight. Would you
windows?
Rather?
Wait a minute. Everybody's talking over each other. What?
Since when do ghosts open doors and windows?
Depends what kind of ghost you have in the house.
They don't need to. They can just float through them.
I think it's a big mistake to take this argument seriously on any level. So, yes. I mean, first of all, do you believe in ghosts would be the question.
Well, for the sake of it, I will say I'm not sure because I'd hate to say I don't believe in it and all of a sudden my lights start flickering. So I will say sure.
Well, Dan, explain where I got. Well, first of all, I took that off of. I ran across that on the TikTok today.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That is the I do a podcast called Barguments, which, by the way, none of the arguments I do on that podcast should be taken seriously at all.
Of course.
But the one that we did and the one that's coming out here tomorrow, the one of the arguments that I made a promo out of is going to be, would you rather live in a house with ghosts or cockroaches?
Who was the other person that was arguing?
That is my buddy Joe, who I actually did college radio with. And
oh, cool.
We're doing some stuff with the arguments. He's kind of, I think we're going to be doing some live stuff at some point, going to some bars and doing some
stuff.
There you
go.
So we're testing out some topics and kind of having some fun with the video side of it right now.
Let's go. Let's go with the ghosts.
Go with the
ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the one thing I limited to is that with roaches or insects or anything that's in your house,
yes,
you can get an orchid guy for $150 and they're gone. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to tell you what I've read about that would have to get rid of a ghost.
Well,
that may or may not happen if you believe and don't believe, but if you believe and it's in there, the things you have to do to get rid of it, well, that would be my wife's podcast, to be honest.
She's no, wait a minute.
Look, as long as I can have a conversational relationship with the ghost, I'm good to go. I'm a firm believer, live and let live. You do your thing. You don't wake me up at night. I won't bother you from your hauntings.
Well, who are you going to call?
That sounds like you have a logical ghost in your house. Who's to say it is or it's not? I don't think you have a choice on who the roommate is.
You got a point.
Just
so
saying.
We're talking a Casper type. Friendly ghost.
I think we're all hoping it's Casper.
A realistic kind of ghost, you know? I mean, just
a realistic kind of
cool,
ghost.
A cool ghost, you know? Laid back.
You definitely don't want the green. You don't need the green goblin from Ghostbusters slamming all my food for no reason.
No.
But you could call them if you had to.
That's true.
I understand. Mm-hmm. At least that's what the song says.
You can summon, but there is you can't hit a button and call the Ghostbusters, by the way. They're not going to just come over and knock it out.
No. Well, if ghosts do what your argument partner said he thinks they do, and David is like, what are you talking about, opening doors and windows? If that's true, well, then I would definitely take a ghost.
Yes, a spiritual assistant for when you need him the most or it the most would be very cordial, because a cockroach is definitely not going to help me open a door, or it may scare me out of the house, but it's definitely not going to assist me.
Well, yeah.
My hands are full from any kind of chore that I've gone on.
Well, you do realize that the main theme for ghosts is we don't do floors and windows, okay?
All right, then.
Okay, long as you know that, we're good.
Thank you
That's
for
Velcro.
That. Thank you for that bit of education. That's right.
For sliding the doors, that would be Velcro.
Maybe they'd be visited by the Pella ghost.
Ooh.
You know, if you want to do it, somebody's got to do windows. You know what I mean?
That's not bad. Well, then again, that would be good. But again,
yeah.
Even if I had a ghost in my house and he was opening up windows and doors for me, that would still not get me to sleep at night. I don't know about you guys.
I wouldn't like that.
It's a helpful
this
ghost.
This is the most ridiculous conversation I think I've ever heard.
Welcome to the theme of arguments, where the ridiculousness has a center seat at the table, my friend.
That's right. Okay. So, arguments, where are they available?
They are available on YouTube and anywhere that you download your podcast, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Prime, anywhere you go to get it,
Apple.
That's where you can find the arguments with that kind of discussion and so many more ridiculous ones that follow.
Well, I think it's very cool, and you're handling the video and all of that really well, Dan. So.
I'll try to teach myself some things.
Yeah.
If I got the time to come up with these ridiculous conversations,
yeah.
Might as well pick up a trade.
Sure. Why not?
And also, right. By the way, for those listening, Friday morning, I'm going to be on with Bob Surratt.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk about the Portillo's breakfast. I'm also going to talk about the fact that Popeyes has a whole line of pickled stuff that I did enjoy and some I did not.
Do you know what time you're going on?
It'll be 6:39. I will be on with those guys talking about the Portillo's breakfast, though. That was pretty good.